The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here's your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we're going to be talking with Joe and Terry Graydon about their new book, Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We'll turn to Scripture to give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe that God is a central part of the healing process. In the news this week was a very interesting study on forgiveness and health, and I want to bring this to our listeners tonight. What is forgiveness? Well, many people think, honestly, it depends on the context. We would hope that in a close relationship that forgiveness will not only move us past negative emotions, but move us toward a net positive feeling. But it doesn't necessarily mean forgetting or pardoning an offense. We know that people can deal with injustices in many different ways, yet unforgiveness can take its toll on us. It can take its physical, mental, relational, or even spiritual toll. By contrast, new research suggests that forgiveness can actually benefit people's health. Charlotte Van Noyen Wildvliet, a psychologist at Hope College, did a study recently, and she looked at individuals who were asked to remember a past injustice done against them, monitored some hemodynamics, found that their cortisol went up, their blood pressure, heart rate, muscle tension in their face, they even sweat more, if you can believe that. Then when Charlotte asked them to forgive or forget and forgive, individuals actually reversed a lot of those hemodynamics as well as the cortisol blood level. What's the secret and what's the net? Once again, we're helping ourselves as much as we are one another in that concept of forgiveness. And I've felt that way all my life. I want to encourage that for all of us. Now it's time to introduce our guests. Joe Graydon is an author. He couldn't begin to tell all of his accolades in our short time together, but he's got a master's in science and pharmacology from the University of Michigan, doctor of humane letters from Long Island University, is considered one of the country's leading drug experts for the consumer. Terry, medical anthropologist, authoress, radio show host. Both Terry and Joe are editorial advisors for Prevention Magazine. Both are syndicated newspaper columnists for the People's Pharmacy. And tonight we're privileged to have them both with us to talk about one of their newer books entitled Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. Joe and Terry, welcome to Your Thank Holistic you. Health.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kathy.
It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Well, you know, I've heard it's true, and it's on the back of your cover. You are what you eat. What prompted you to write this book? And I'm so curious, do you guys actually prepare and eat what you recommend in it on a regular basis?
Well, let me answer the second question first. That answer is yes. We do follow our own advice. And the recipes in this book are really quite tasty. So, yes, we don't do all of them all the time, but We do revisit the recipes in this book on a regular basis.
Well, for example, one of our favorite breakfasts. I'll say one of my favorite breakfasts, and Terry kind of goes along with it because she's so cooperative. It's Joe's Brain Boosting Smoothie. And the reason I love this is because I really like berries. I think berries are, first of all, they have so many interesting ingredients that are really very valuable for your whole body, but especially for the brain. And there has been good evidence to suggest that things like blueberries and blackberries and raspberries have actual clinical benefit. But in addition to that, I like protein in the in my breakfast to get me going in the morning. I find that just straight carbs pretty much put me to sleep by 10:30 or 11 o'clock, and I need a cup of coffee to move beyond that. Whereas if I get whey powder and if I get pasteurized egg whites, protein from those two sources, that really keeps me going very nicely. We put in extra unflavored, unsugared yogurt. We like to put in some pomegranate or some tart cherry juice, and we quite frequently add a little fish oil, which I know people think is kind of nuts. Like, why would you put fish oil in a smoothie? And we can assure you it does not in any way adversely affect the flavor, but it's the sort of thing that, for me, gets me off to a great day. So, yes, we do follow the recipes in the book. And why did we write this book? Well, in large measure because we have long believed that food is the best medicine, that you can make delicious, tasty treats that will be good for you as well as good to you. And we have had the honor of interviewing some of the country's leading nutrition experts, people like Walter Willett, who is chairman of nutrition at Harvard School of Public Health, one of the world's foremost epidemiologists.
Dariush Mozafarian, also at Harvard.
Christopher
Gardner from Stanford University, their preventive health research center.
And we've asked all of these people, share your favorite recipes with us. So Dr. Willett was very happy to share his lentil salad.
It's a lentil loaf, actually.
Lentil loaf with walnuts.
Delicious.
And so we make it quite regularly, and we think it's just fabulous. So we just wanted to share our favorite recipes with people all over the country.
You know, I just absolutely love this book and love your philosophy, and we are two peas in a pod, pun intended, because although it's so tempting to want to talk about pharmacology and medications because of all three of our backgrounds collectively, I really believe that the plant kingdom has some perfection just awaiting to be shared in general, and that we have long left the wisdom of herbs and plants, decades, generations behind, and really need to resurrect. And this is a good way to begin doing so. And I think also now as a pharmacist, I must say that I have a concern about the dietary supplement craze. And I'm a little suspicious that it's becoming, you know, this slippery slope. It's creeping into what sure smells like, feels like, acts like the medication overuse in terms of mega dosing. Do you guys agree with that or not?
Well, Kathy, I mean, here's the way I would put it. Greed has dominated the healthcare industry, and it is an industry, for the last 4 or 5 decades. And when I say greed, I mean the pharmaceutical industry. You know, it's a $300 billion industry, whether it's a prescription or a generic drug. I mean, the drug companies have really figured out how to squeeze every nickel, every dime, every dollar. And now for some of the cancer treatments, hundreds of dollars or even thousands of dollars for a treatment. And the nutrition industry has also jumped on this bandwagon because they've recognized that Americans love pills. And so if you can put your nutrients in a pill and mark the price up $20, $30, $50, $100 for a bottle, Americans seem willing to do that. But if we look at Terry's profession, medical anthropology, and look at healers going back not a few generations, But going back centuries, we've learned that these native healers from all over the world have known intuitively and experientially that it's not just one single solitary ingredient that you could somehow isolate from food and put in a pill, but rather it's the food, in fact, multiple foods themselves.
Multiple foods, and actually often also the social context of healing as well. Now, it's certainly true that there have always been infections and other diseases that really defy treatment in traditional modalities. It's really hard to cure some cancers, whether you're using modern medicine or whether you're trying to use herbs and enchanting. But it is clear that for most of our history as human beings, our bodies have been adapted to using the plants that were in our environment. And we're really quite well adapted to that if only we follow more traditional ways of eating.
I'm amazed at the number of constituents in plants, as you had alluded to earlier, Joe. And I really love the social aspect of the eating process, Terry. And I think that's a great way to combine. And I do feel that the wisdom of sort of this principle in teaching is, in essence, something that we have attempted to harness in, if you will, a multiple vitamin, a pill, or some herbal ingredients combinations, but still haven't really mastered. And I think, again, I'm going to just say it, I think there's perfection in having a plant that has protein, vitamins, antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, fiber, water. Think about that. I mean, we have to work pretty hard to do that, sort of the whole food concept is another, the organic component yet a third if we go that route. But it's not as though plants haven't been available to us for much longer than we perhaps even think. In fact, here's one of my favorite verses from Genesis 1:12. It says, "The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." The variety, the complexity, the perfection of and the social aspect of dining and learning about nutrition and believing that it can heal. I think that's an important sort of capstone on this element of our visit together today, believing that nutrition is what it purports to be and not trying to refute that. That's what we're trying to teach here, is it not?
It is. And let me give you an example. You know, these days, again, the business of health has become so dominant, and everybody wants to get it into a pill form and charge really an arm and a leg. So you can walk into health food stores and pharmacies all across the country and find curcumin, which is the active ingredient in turmeric, which is the yellow spice and yellow mustard. It's in curry. Well, if you go to India, you'll find that people actually use turmeric in their cooking, and in particular in curry. And when they do that, they use coconut milk, they use ghee, which is clarified butter, which enhances the absorption of the active ingredients, the curcumoids. And this is an ingredient that has powerful antioxidant activity, anti-inflammatory activity. I mean, we are learning a lot about turmeric, and it may even have anti-Alzheimer's activity. So we really love turmeric as a spice. And in fact, we have a breakfast that includes turmeric. We put it in with eggs. They come out a golden yellow color. They're both beautiful and delicious.
That's right, our turmeric scramble. They are delicious. And as Joe pointed out, but he didn't actually connect the dots, the way that the Indians use turmeric in their cooking maximizes the absorption of this active ingredient, which is so fascinating, but isn't all that well and easily absorbed by the human body. So combining it with a little bit of fat and a little bit of black pepper and a few other things can really enhance the absorption of the curcumin in turmeric, which is that yellow spice in curry. And I think that when we start talking about nutrition as a way of healing, a lot of conventional physicians might roll their eyes and say, that's really all those fruits and nuts. That requires a lot of faith that I don't have. But really, Dr. Kathy, that's only because they're not watching the literature. It turns out that there is a burgeoning literature of scientific research on the biological effects of a whole variety of plants.
100%.
And spices. I mean, whether it's cinnamon or garlic or, one of my favorite fruits, pomegranate, I mean, the scientific literature is really gathering a lot of momentum.
I love it. And we're going to talk more about that momentum and other spices after break. If you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. Tonight we're talking with Terry and Joe Graydon of the People's Pharmacy, and we're talking about their book, Recipes and Remedies. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, and tonight we're talking with Joe and Terry Graydon about their new book entitled Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. Well, Joe and Terry, I think this book is outstanding for a number of reasons, and another one is that you have some recipes, sort of, I guess, a plan, if you will, not only for specific categories of use, but sort of for the variety concept or the aspect of the plant kingdom in all of its glory, as we talked about earlier. Let's talk about some of the specifics first, and let's key in on osteoarthritis, pain, and immobility, because so many people are suffering from that. What are your thoughts on some recipes to help with that condition?
Well,
go ahead.
You are so right. And I think, Dr. Kathy, that what we're faced with is sort of the aging baby boomer realization that we're not going to live forever and we're not going to live pain-free. That maybe, some of those athletic activities that we're so fond of, whether it may be biking or tennis, whatever your favorite sport, that it may take a toll. And so now we're starting to wonder, well, what can we do? And a lot of people are going, well, bring on vitamin I, ibuprofen. But in reality, these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that people are gulping down by the handful take a terrible toll on the body. Not only, everybody should know by now that they can cause stomach irritation and heartburn and even bleeding ulcers, but they can raise blood pressure, they can cause heart attacks and strokes, they can do nasty things to your kidneys. So, vitamin I and all of the anti-inflammatory drugs, they come with a price tag, and it's not just financial. So what about foods? I mean, what can you do in order to ease that inflammation? And we've already talked a little bit about turmeric, the yellow spice in curry, as being a powerful anti-inflammatory, but there are a lot of other things as well.
Well, and we have quite a few recipes in the book that utilize the turmeric, like curried sweet potato fries. They're actually baked rather than fried, but they are delicious. Curry soup or cabbage curry. There's also the cherry spritzer, which is really a very lovely beverage, cherry juice concentrate, sparkling water, and just a tiny bit of lime. And it, because cherries also have anti-inflammatory capacity, this can be quite helpful.
Well, I think a lot of people, when they hear tart cherries, they go, well, you know, how could that compare to an anti-inflammatory drug? And the answer is it affects some of the same enzymes that drugs like Celebrex do, celecoxib, but without the negative consequences, without the stomach irritation, without the heartburn. And it turns out that tart cherries really do seem to have some magical properties, not just for easing inflammation, but perhaps even for easing the pain of a gout attack. We've heard from so many people who say at the very first sign of a gout attack, which too much uric acid in the joints, if they consume tart cherries or tart cherry juice, that often eases the pain and inflammation.
Now, the omega-3 fatty acids that we find in fish are powerful anti-inflammatories, but it is starting to look as though perhaps eating fish rather than taking fish oil might be even more beneficial. So we have recipes for spicy fresh tuna salad, pescado al cilantro, which is a Mexican-style dish, fish tacos with radish and lime, salmon with fava bean and spring pea mash, and horseradish crusted salmon with cranberry ketchup. And some of these recipes are the gifts of the experts that Joe was mentioning earlier. For example, the horseradish crusted salmon is from Dr. Mark Laponis.
I think you guys need to open up either a show on the Food Channel now that you've made me so hungry, or your own restaurant. Have you thought about this? Because it's just overwhelming. It's too much to just put in a book and put on the shelf. What do you think?
Well, you know,
sounds like fun.
It sounds like it would be a lot of fun, and we only wish we had the time to indulge, because we really love to eat, and we really love to share our favorite recipes with our listeners and our readers. You know, one of the recommendations that we've put in the book comes from Dr. Alan Green. Dr. Green is one of this country's foremost pediatricians. He has a fabulous website, drgreen.com. He and his wife, Cheryl, have shared with us some very interesting recipes, including one that has to do with beans.
Yeah, and these beans are crispy and crunchy and absolutely terrific.
So, you know, we didn't even have to arm wrestle people. They were thrilled to share their favorite recipes with us. And we, in turn, are now sharing them with your listeners.
Well, let's talk a bit now about cholesterol lowering and blood sugar lowering. You know, I'm just trying to hit the top two or three here, because
sure,
people are constantly coming to me and saying, what supplement should I be taking for these conditions so I can stay away from the prescription meds?
Sure. Well, let me just tell you this, and it comes as a great shock to people. You can lower blood pressure with food almost as well or better than you can with medicine. Now, there are going to be exceptions to that rule, but for mild to moderate high blood pressure, for which there is almost no data to suggest that medications will prolong life or really reduce the risk of heart attacks or strokes, which that comes as a real shock to people, but the data has now been pretty well accumulating. But how about beet juice, or even just plain old beets? The data is pretty impressive that regular beet consumption, B-E-E-T, you know, red beets, can lower blood pressure about as well as medicines. And here's one of my favorite, dark chocolate. It too can actually lower blood pressure, and I could give you the pharmacology behind it, but I don't need to. We love dark chocolate, not too much fat, not too much sugar. The really rich dark chocolate does have pharmacological effects. Then there's cinnamon for blood sugar. I mean, the data is also pretty impressive.
It's pretty clear that cinnamon can keep blood sugar and insulin from skyrocketing after a meal. Now, of course, if a person has diabetes or prediabetes, they also want to make sure that they're sticking to a diet that isn't going to challenge their blood sugar so much. So going for a low glycemic index diet is likely to be helpful. And while we're on the topic of blood pressure, which we were a second ago before Joe switched topics, the DASH diet has an enormous amount of scientific evidence showing that eating fruits and vegetables and cutting down quite a bit on the red meat can actually lower blood pressure very effectively.
Now, you mentioned cholesterol, and I would have to tell you, I do think Americans have kind of gotten a little bit obsessed with cholesterol. There are probably a number of other risk factors that are even more important. But here's one that most people have not heard of. It's CERTO, C-E-R-T-O, and grape juice. And that's not just for getting cholesterol down. The CERTO is plant pectin. You need to put it in jams and jellies to make them thicken. You'll find plant pectin in apples and in berries like blackberries. But if you get CERTO and you put it together with grape juice, not only can it relieve your arthritis pain, but it too can lower your cholesterol, as can cinnamon, not just lowering blood sugar, but also cholesterol. And we particularly like, you know, the oatmeal and barley approach, but not just the fast oatmeal that you can buy, you know, and make in a minute. You have to get steel-cut oats, the real old-fashioned oatmeal that your grandma made, if you really want to get your cholesterol down under control. So there are a lot of things you can do. We always like to add walnuts because walnuts are rich in omega-3 fatty acids. There's a lot of data to suggest that walnuts are really important in a heart-healthy diet.
Well, Joe and Terry, I just can't believe we're out of time. I think we're going to have you back and talk about some more delicious and nutritious recipes and remedies from the People's Pharmacy.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kathy. It's one of our favorite topics.
I'd like to wrap up our show with the quote of the week, and it's from Abraham Lincoln, one of my favorite presidents. And I quote, "Forgiveness is a secret that is hidden in plain sight. It costs nothing and is worth millions. It is available to everyone and used by few. If you harness the power of forgiveness, you will be sought after and regarded highly. And not coincidentally, you will also be forgiven by others." What a wise man. Thanks again so much to our guests this evening from the People's Pharmacy, Joe and Terry Graydon, and for their book, Recipes and Remedies. Please join us next week at this very same time and listen in for Dr. Gary Small talking about his book called The Alzheimer's Prevention Program on the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.